Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 23rd day of Heshvan, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Ravi, Mishnah Hay. Mitzvah Bagada Liyabim. The first right of choice of doing Yibum is given to the oldest brother. The oldest surviving brother of the deceased brother is the one who gets the mitzvah to do Yibum. How do we know this? It's learned from a pasuk, V'hoya ha-b'chor asher teled, yokum al shem ochi v'ames. The literal meaning is that the firstborn that's going to be born of the new marriage will be taking the name of the deceased brother, or his uncle. However, the Chazal take it out of context and say, V'hoya ha-b'chor, that the firstborn, meaning the oldest of the brothers, is the one who gets the right to do Yibum. Loi rotza, if the oldest one does not want to do Yibum. And the Gemara explains, even if he wants to do Chalitza, for example, but he doesn't want to do Yibum, then Mahalchin al Kol Achin. We then go around all the other brothers, and the next oldest gets offered, then the next oldest gets offered if he doesn't want, and so it goes until we get one that wants to do Yibum. Loi rotzo, if all the brothers, none of the brothers want to do Yibum, but they only want to do Chalitza, then Choizrin Eitzel HaGodol, we go back to the oldest surviving brother, and we say to him, look, Alecha Mitzvah, you've got the Mitzvah now. If you don't want to do Yibum, then you do the mitzvah of Chalitza. Oy chaloitz, oy yabem. Now, this tells us, the Mishnah is informing us, that it's not just regarding Yibum that we give the oldest brother the first offer, right of refusal, but also, as far as Chalitza is concerned, it's the mitzvah of the Godel as well. And we also see from our Mishnah that Yibum done by the youngest brother is preferable over the chalitza of the oldest brother. Because as we said before, the first thing we do is we go right down the chain of all the brothers, right down the line, to see if we find any brother can do Yibum. And only then, if none can do it, none want to do Yibum, do we go back to the oldest brother. Remember, of course, this is in the time that Yibum was practiced. Nowadays, or in the time of the Gemara already, it was banned, it was stopped. And we only do Chalitza nowadays for reasons given there. Mishnah Vav. Tola Bakotan Ad Sheyagdil. What happens if the oldest of the brothers says, look, wait for my youngest brother, wait till he grows older, maybe he'll want to do Yibum. Oy Bagodol. Or, the other way around, let's say he says, the youngest brother's here, and he says, look, I wait for the oldest brother to return back. Let's say the oldest surviving brother happens to be overseas, and the youngest brother that's here, or the younger brother that's here, says, let's wait for him to come, and then offer it to him, offer him the Yibum. Or the surviving brother says, look, I've got a brother who's a cheresh, he's deaf and mute, who is a shoter, he can't do the mitzvah, but wait until he gets healed. Maybe he'll be healed, he'll be able to hear it speak, maybe he'll become normal again. Ein shomin loy, says the Mishnah. In all these cases, we do not accept the waiting period. We say, no, we're not going to wait. El omrim loy, we will tell him, the one that's here, whether it's the oldest or the youngest, whoever's here, we will say to him, Alecha mitzvah, you've got the mitzvah. Oichaloitz, Oyabem, either do Chalitza or do Yibum. We do not delay the mitzvah of Yibum. It is the mitzvah on the oldest of the brothers that we have in front of us here, not waiting for anyone to come back from overseas, the one who is fit to do Yibum now.